Blog I need to Talk sleep. Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa with Trinity Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. I am Melissa Annie DeBerry. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I'm a licensed professional counselor associate. And as always, a child of God. We just want to thank God this morning for allowing us to be here this morning. We just want to thank God for the opportunity to share with others. We want to thank God for continuing to bless us. And as we travel this morning, we just want to ask God to help to keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. This is Melissa. This show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services. Our website is trinitycounselingcharlotte.com. We are located at 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311, Charlotte, North Carolina, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215, and the zip code for Charlotte is 28206. Also, our phone number is 704-333-2446, 336-675-0075. Or you're welcome to call in 347-945-5924. And this morning, this is July the 21st. One more week, not quite. Kids go back to school. July has been miscellaneous month. Every month we dedicate to different topics, and this month is no different. This morning, I want to have a conversation about National Recovery Month. It's coming up in September. And what does that have to do with education, enrichment, and enlightenment? Well, this National Recovery Month is in its 27th or 28th year. Sponsored by SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, which is a national or federal entity which basically disseminates information about substance abuse, collects information from other organizations such as NIDA and NIAA and National Institutes of Health, because there are different groups and organizations and associations that research the extent of substance abuse in our nation. It specifies it to alcohol, drugs, and then the drugs get broken down into cocaine, heroin, and opiates, and all the different drugs that there are. And we sometimes get lost in even the treatment of mental health disorders, as far as with the different financial aspects of it, how money is being removed from different programs and diverted into others and things such as that. But 28 years, SAMHSA has sponsored National Recovery Month. The purpose of National Recovery Month is to let people know that it is possible for individuals to live healthy and rewarding lives. This month, we have started planning. Well, we started planning actually in May and June of this year with the collecting of information, the application of grants through different organizations, Addiction Professionals of North Carolina, and some other places in order to host a Recovery Month program. And if you go to recoverymonth.org or .gov, excuse me, and if you look on there, if you go to SAMHSA and look into Recovery Month, it'll go back in years and it'll show different PSAs and different programs and events that are being held across the nation in different states. There's also a link on there that we collect state proclamations, which I just learned this year. All I know is you proclaim the month to be what it is, and you ask the governor and you ask the mayor, and they read it on the state floor, Senate floor, or legislative floor, different whereas statements as far as, you know, declaring it National Recovery Month and its purpose, and whereas this day we do swear. And you basically give that information. So this year we submitted to Mayor Jennifer Roberts, and we submitted to Mayor Ian Beltoltas, and we submitted to Governor Pat McCrory to declare National Recovery Month. And once they return those back, then we submit those to the Recovery Month. And basically it's continuing to increase the awareness of Recovery Month throughout the state, throughout the nation. And the other things that we do in the planning for the event is we try to secure the location. We come up with some type of a format related to the theme, and this year's theme is Our Families, Our Stories, Our Recovery. So it goes, it ties in with last year's theme, which was basically individual stories. This year is the stories of families, and how, because when a family, when a person is in recovery, the family is affected also. They also then enter into recovery. So it's very important. And is relevant to different things that we see in the current events and we see today. You may say, well, no, it really doesn't have anything to do with everything we see. But if you turn on the news, and some of the last one is always the worst things is what I read. But if you turn on the news and you see a woman basically sells her daughter to an individual. She's not selling this her daughter to an individual, maybe because she can't take care of her. More likely, either she's got a mental health disorder or she is on some type of drugs or alcohol. I don't know about the six-week-old baby in South Carolina, but I would venture to say that if we read the updates of it, maybe it was someone young or someone incapable of taking care of the baby or did not mean to do that, and ended up, the baby ended up in the pond in South Carolina. So, again, if you're capable of losing your child that way, I'm going to say that there was a mental health disorder there. And maybe the family structure was not one of support. So here's my only alternative, is to get rid of the child. And it goes on and on and on. So I am a believer that everything is connected. And 22 years in the field has not denied that. Basically, it's gotten to be worse, the same or worse, because now you got individuals who are using earlier. And they're not just using the gateway drugs, you know, the alcohol and the marijuana. They're being introduced, or they're using heavier drugs, the opiates, the Percocets, the Oxycontins. And they're not necessarily getting them from the doctor. They are doctor prescribed, but they're not doctor prescribed to them. They're doctor prescribed to their parents or to family members that they're raiding. I had a conversation with an individual, and I was a bit taken aback, because I know that, you know, you have some family systems where you have individuals that drink or use drugs, and it creates a whole system and a way of life and a way of thinking and different values. But when you're in the system where maybe one person drinks and the other one doesn't, you have the example of where what it is like to be clean versus what it's like to be addicted. And so you make a decision, and that's fair enough. But when you have only users and doctor-prescribed pain medicine that is being continued over long periods of time and made available, and then you find yourself doing that. So when I had a conversation with the young man, I asked whether or not your parents had any knowledge of their behavior, of which they stated yes. They had the same issue. But they, you know, a lot of times when individuals have resources, that's why, sad as it is, when Prince died, when they brought out maybe pain medicine and things like that, and then there was some conspiracy surrounding that, but if pain was the issue with the hip problems and not wanting to have the surgery because the surgery would take you, you know, out of the momentum of performing and entertaining and not being fully capable of doing all the things that you're accustomed to doing, then what is your alternative? The alternative is to try to diminish the pain and to continue on at the same height as you always do. And with addiction, that is literally impossible because the addiction is going to grow. The body is going to grow more accustomed to having it. It's going to desire more of it. And mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you're not going to be able to do anything about that. You know, I don't know what to do right now. I mean, this truck is next to me, determined to get over. That's just spooky. But you're not really able to do anything about it. And the disease of addiction and alcoholism progresses. So sure, you might have the initial, maybe the doctor's prescribed medicine, and then it goes into a problem, and then it becomes more serious, and then it becomes very detrimental. And it happens slowly or it happens quickly, but what happens is if there's a justification for the why of the use, then the person tends to continue to do it more long term because, well, the doctor gave it to me. Which then, back to National Recovery Month, once you break that cycle, then you've got to break the cycle within the family as well. The family says, if you say, well, you know what, I've become kind of hooked on these same meds, I'm going to go to the doctor and say that I don't need them anymore, that I'm going to do more natural choices. And if the family members are either using with you or are getting a benefit, some type of validation from you using it, then they're going to say, no, don't. Why would you do that? The doctor gave it to you. You know, versus just saying, oh, well, that's probably a really good idea for you not to do that if you feel like you'd be more healthy and more clean. I was going to make a statement about National Recovery Month. So we are working on an event that's going to be held in September, three events actually. Two of them are going to be in Burlington at Maine Memorial Library, and we're going to be showing a film, Anonymous People, and we are going to put together a panel discussion surrounding the information that it has in Anonymous People, the effectiveness of community involvement when working with individuals that are suffering from substance use disorders. Anonymous People is a film that states that if everyone enters into recovery, the number will be a greater number than AARP, and we could then lobby for different changes to be made in the community based on that. I really thought that I did this for 30 minutes. I did it for 15. I have 90 seconds. So National Recovery Month, www.recoverymind.gov is a national service that educates Americans on the fact that addiction treatment and mental health services can enable those with a mental and or substance use disorder to live a healthy and rewarding life. We are going to be hosting our event September the 9th, Maine Memorial Library, 12 to 3. September the 12th, 5 to 8, we're going to be showing the film Anonymous People. And then we're going to do September the 17th from 10 to 3. At 1801 North Tryon Street, we're inviting all persons who would like to participate to do so and to join the voices, our families, our stories, and our recovery. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity for us to come together again with the wisdom, knowledge, and instruction that you continue to bestow upon us. And as we go into this day, dear Heavenly Father, just continue to allow us to know what it is, our purpose, and you will continue to go with us. And we just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Have a blessed week. Sorry for the shortness of the day. And we will look forward to hearing from you on next Thursday. Have a blessed week.